From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Ira Melman reporting French police put a stop to what might have been an attempt at another terrorist attack. French officers shot dead an armed man who apparently tried to attack a police station in northern Paris Thursday as France marked the one-year anniversary of the Charlie Hebdo shootings. The man reportedly wielded a butcher knife and a fake suicide vest as he tried to enter the building crying Allah Akbar, or God is great, in Arabic. He was shot dead by police who later said the explosives were fake. The Paris prosecutor said the unidentified man, who also had been carrying a mobile phone and a sheet of paper bearing the Islamic State flag, along with claims of responsibility by the militant group written in Arabic. A massive truck bombing in western Libya has killed at least 50 people and wounded dozens more at a police training center, according to officials and local news reports. The bomb exploded as hundreds of recruits gathered at the facility in the town of Zliten. There's been no claim of responsibility for the attack. On Twitter, UN support mission in Libya, the chief of that, Martin Cobler, referred to the bombing as a suicide attack. Libya has been is split between the Islamist administration that seized Tripoli and the internationally recognized parliament that fled east to the city of Tobruk. And another attack, another suicide killing in Libya. A suicide bomber killed four people, including a baby, Thursday at a checkpoint at a Libyan oil region that has been shaken by a recent jihadist assault. Read more about this on our website at voanews.com. This is VOA News. U.S. and European stock markets fell in Thursday's trading after China again suspended stock trading because of a massive sell-off there. As the market opened in New York City, the Nasdaq was off 1.7%, the Dow 1.4%. In Paris, the CAC fell more than 2%, while at one point London's FTSE dropped 2.7%. Earlier Thursday, Beijing securities regulator cut off trading just 14 minutes after business opened as the Shanghai Composite Index fell more than 7%. It was the second time in a week the so-called circuit breakers were used to suspend trading. But later in the day, China's securities regulator announced the suspension of the new circuit breaker mechanism, initially designed to help stabilize the stock market, saying the system didn't work out as expected and instead exacerbated stock losses. South Korea says it will resume loudspeaker propaganda broadcast into North Korea Friday in response to Pyongyang's nuclear test this week. The action by Seoul comes as U.S. President Barack Obama pledges to work with leaders of South Korea and Japan in presenting a united response to North Korea's testing. The Japanese Prime Minister Shinzo Abe addressed lawmakers Thursday on North Korea. Abe said, "This morning I held a telephone conference with President Obama. We agreed that the provocative act by North Korea was unacceptable, and through a measure by the United Nations Security Council, the two nations will lead the international community." The U.S. has dispatched planes from its base in Okinawa to gather intelligence about North Korea's claim of testing a hydrogen bomb. The U.S. and other world powers have voiced skepticism about Pyongyang's claim. Meanwhile, demonstrators turned out in Seoul Thursday carrying signs denouncing North Korea and burning a likeness of leader Kim Jong-un in effigy. A United States military spokesman says U.S.-led coalition airstrikes against Islamic State targets in Iraq and Syria killed about 2,500 militants in December. Colonel Steve Warren also told reporters the terror group has lost sizable amounts of territory in Iraq and Syria, but he says IS is still putting up resistance in one place.
In Ramadi, counter-terror service forces continue clearing eastward into the core of the inner city. They've encountered enemy contact consisting of IEDs, machine gun fire, RPGs, and sniper fire. Coalition airstrikes continue to enable their advance.
Warren said Iraqi forces clearing Ramadi discovered civilians who were killed execution style and others who had been used as human shields by IS. Just 3 weeks after opening in theaters, Star Wars The Force Awakens has become the top-grossing film of all time in North America.
That's the latest world news from VOA.